time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. If you have questions about cholesterol, or if you're puzzled about all the conflicting information about cholesterol, stay tuned because we want to clear up some of those myths and misconceptions. My co-host today is Cassie Wienus, and she's a registered dietitian. She sees clients mainly at our St. Paul or at our Wayzata office, although she
used to be St. Paul.
She saw one at this morning before the show at St. Paul. So she teaches many of our nutrition classes to businesses and to schools. And she has very busy life. She has two small children and she's fun.
Here I am. Thanks for having me on the show today, Dar. This is a show that I'm really glad to be a part of today because high cholesterol heart disease is something that I see kind of on both sides of my world. I have a dad that has always struggled with high cholesterol, and it runs in the males on his side of the family. And then when I look at my husband, he has a mom who's at a very young age already had a heart attack, and it runs on her side of the family. So it's something that I'm always very conscious of. And unfortunately, a lot of people are really confused about cholesterol and what raises cholesterol. And I used to be one of those people until I came on board with Nutritional Weight and Wellness and delved into the research that you've given me to study. But I used to have that misunderstanding that it's the saturated fat in our foods that increases blood cholesterol levels.
And so we know that, you know, some people have that belief that fat increases cholesterol. Well, you know, that is somewhat accurate, but there's always a but to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the trans fats and refined vegetable oils that increase that LDL cholesterol.
Right.
And, you know, we find those kinds of, they're in muffins, they're in cereal bars, they're in margarine,
everywhere.
You know, those places.
Everywhere, yes. I was visiting with Dar before the show and telling her how my husband, who usually does grocery shopping, and this wasn't even a night of groceries. This was a night where we were on the phone. He was coming home from work. I didn't have much ready for supper. So unbeknownst to me, he decided to stop off and he picked up a frozen pizza, which he knows are not great. But so I get a little upset with him. And after about an hour later, and I and the kids ate something different, I was looking at the box and it was a brand that he has never brought home before. And so I said, Scott, did you pick up this particular brand because you thought it would be healthy because it looks healthy? It had the word California in the name all think healthy with that word because it was not his usual brand. And he said, yeah, I thought that would be a good one for me. And, you know, so then I'm going through the ingredient list with him.
So what were some of the ingredients?
High fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
And this one, actually, I was a little bit surprised, didn't have trans fats, so it didn't have the partially hydrogenated oils, but it had soybean oil, and maybe it was corn oil. There were two different what we call refined or damaged oils, which can be almost as damaging to our blood vessels as the trans fats.
So it actually had two different things in there that's going to make the cholesterol go up.
Yep.
Usually...
And it's so hard to get away from those things. We really have to focus on eating just real foods like real butter, olive oil. Those things will lower the LDL cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. So people are saying, this is new information. So kind of let's start at the beginning of the story about cholesterol. You know, first, and this is a new thought for most people, first, cholesterol is made in the liver. Isn't that amazing? So if your cholesterol numbers are a little bit high, you have to step back and say, so why is my liver making too much cholesterol?
Right.
And that's a new thought, isn't it?
I don't think people step back and question enough. And this client that I had in this morning, just a real nice gal, and her main reason for seeing me is high cholesterol, that she, and I, you know, commend her for doing this. She is trying to get it down on her own without going on the statin drug that her doctor really wants her to. So we're working on that. And I sat down and explained with her today that LDL cholesterol, what gets termed as the bad cholesterol, is actually our body's repair mechanism. So at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, if somebody comes into us with a high LDL number or a high bad cholesterol, we step back and say, okay, what is causing the damage to your blood vessels that is then making your body create all of this LDL cholesterol?
And that's one thing. And we know, I mean, you know, going back to that pizza example, Cass, we know that it's that one thing is that high fructose corn syrup.
Right, right. Very damaging to our bodies. And that can cause those cholesterol numbers to increase. You know, any of the things that turn into sugar fast, and certainly high fructose corn syrup does, but popcorn.
I know.
Ah, and as a dietitian, before coming on board with Nutritional Weight and Wellness, I thought I was eating a healthy snack when I had popcorn. But when you look at the rate at which that turns into sugar into your system because it's puffed, or all the breakfast cereals that people are eating, all the cereal bars, all of these things can really work to increase cholesterol numbers, especially if somebody has insulin resistance. And what percent is it that we
say? About 80% of the population now has insulin resistance.
Yep.
So this is going to those things. You know, you think about that breakfast bar that everybody thinks is healthy.
Yes.
You know, if they have that breakfast bar for breakfast or in the middle of the day, or they send their kids off with it, they are potentially making their kids' cholesterol go up without even thinking about it.
And we're seeing more and more young kids with high cholesterol numbers, too. Scary high.
Yep. So diets, you know, high in sugar and refined carbohydrates, you know, that typically, you know, that low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet that people used to think was the correct diet for lowering cholesterol, actually, it actually increases the fat deposits in your blood. And we know that about 60 to 75 million people, when they do that high carbohydrate, low fat eating, it deposits fat on the body.
Yep, yep. Usually that belly fat right around the middle, which I think is probably part of that insulin resistance, you know, that 80% of the population.
Exactly.
That has the insulin resistance. Yeah. And a lot of people, even a lot of people in the medical world, and I used to be one of them when I was doing traditional dietetics in the clinic setting, believed that the way to reduce cholesterol was to reduce dietary fat. And as you do that, you know, you got to replace it with something. So now you have people eating more processed carbs that are low fat or fat free, but that is so wrong.
Yeah. You know, this research, I mean, this is not new research. This has been reported since 1974 and probably even before that. And that sugar and processed carbohydrates like bagels and cereal actually increases LDL cholesterol. That's considered the bad cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess that this is kind of a new thought for people. But we even see this, we call it TV nutrition.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
see it on TV all the time telling us that.
Telling us that things like breakfast cereals are good to bring your cholesterol down. But that's, I always say that's not science, that's good marketing. You know, recently I read that when new nutritional information is presented to the medical community, it takes about 17 years to sort of sweep out that old, outdated information and really grasp onto the new concept. So maybe we just still have people believing that eggs and butter and nuts will increase their cholesterol because they haven't quite swept out that old thought process.
I think that's right. And that actually that, you know, I think more and more people, don't you think, Cassie, that more and more people are going back to real butter?
And I think so.
And they realize that margarine is not good for them.
I know my mom has it now, the real butter. You know, I think back we grew up on that margarine because she thought she was doing a good thing.
Exactly. And who has the high cholesterol? Mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dad.
It is, yeah.
The people that she feeds.
Yeah. So I think we have to look at the results of those nutrition practices and realize that processed food diet, you know, it's really created an epidemic of diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and elevated cholesterol numbers.
Absolutely. And yet, I mean, you've been there, I've been there. We get these clients in, like the one I had this morning, And we start telling them, okay, you need to eat real eggs cooked in butter, and let's do heavy whipping cream on your fruit at night for a bedtime snack. And they really, you see this fear in their eyes. I think they think they're going to turn around and have a heart attack in 2 weeks.
Every day that I'm working with somebody that has a cholesterol problem, we say that, you know, but they are so happy when they go to their doctor, and just a few weeks off of sugar and on these high carbs, their cholesterol number drops dramatically. It's just, it is so fun. Mm-hmm. And they're just shocked. I mean, then they have more energy. They feel better. They've lost weight, and they're eating eggs and butter and real food. And it's just, they're just amazed.
And they're enjoying their food.
Exactly.
Yeah, in addition to being so much healthier. Right. And it's so nice because they don't have to take that cholesterol lowering medication, which we hear enough about the bad side effects of those drugs long term. So,
you know, Cassie, last week we had Dev Rees on the show, and she shared a little bit about her husband's success with his diet change, you know, by just switching from pasta and bagels and pretzels and cereal to eating eggs and meat and vegetables and real butter. Larry's triglycerides, honestly, this is true. It dropped from 1,300 down to 200.
1,100 points.
You know, and we recommend, and this was it within 6 weeks, and we recommend, of course, that triglycerides should be under 100, under 75, it would be great. Mm-hmm. But within 6 weeks, this dropped 1,100. His total cholesterol, this is amazing, his total cholesterol is about 260, dropped down to 160. His blood sugars, because he was diabetic, his blood sugars went from 200 down to 100, to 120 in, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months, very short time. Now, this was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's off all his medications.
Yeah. He was on insulin even. I mean, it had gotten that bad, right? Or they had wanted him to go on insulin maybe. And that's when he came to see you.
And his blood chemistries continue to be just fine. Mm. It's just, you know, I mean, we hear this all the time.
You know, she was one of the first, and I tell this story often, that when I first heard about nutritional weight and wellness, I'm driving around the Twin Cities, tuned into this Dishing Up Nutrition show, heard Dar Kavis talking about eating real butter and heavy whipping cream. In the same breath, she was talking about lowering your cholesterol, and I thought Dar had fallen off of her rocker. I mean, I didn't know Dar at that point. So anyway, they tease me that I've come over from the dark side because I've really changed my way of thinking. And part of it is testimonials like this. And it was really meeting Deb Reeves that cinched it for me in terms of that the nutritional weight and wellness way of eating makes huge differences in our health, because she was one of the first people I met when I started studying at Nutritional Weight and Wellness and taking the Weight and Wellness series.
I mean, when you see these wonderful testimonials and see real people, and you remember when they first started, and you remember the class that they were in, and then you see the results, it's just really fun.
And
I think, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. You might ask, what is therapeutic nutrition and how can it help my health? The underlying common contributors to our health and our genetic expression. You know, some of those things, these are some of the main factors of how we express our genetics. You know, whether we have the genetics for heart disease and whether we get heart disease. Well, it's what we eat. I mean, that's the big way.
Yep.
You know, any kind of nutritional deficiency, that's another big factor. Harmful lifestyle factors, you know, like smoking, lack of exercise, too much alcohol. Therapeutic nutrition helps you eat better so fewer nutritional deficiencies occur. And honestly, when you have less nutritional deficiencies, you'll be able to eliminate very harmful lifestyle habits. So if you have questions, and we also already have people on the line, it's 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian, and I'm here today with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and we're discussing the role of cholesterol in our health. Now, ideally, we believe that cholesterol should be and can be managed by the foods that you put in your mouth, so with correct food and lifestyle habits. But sometimes people have resorted to taking a medication like a statin drug If you are currently taking a statin drug, it's very important to protect your energy and your muscles from being depleted of a very powerful antioxidant called coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10 for short. The production of CoQ10 is reduced when you're taking those statin drugs. So by taking a supplement of CoQ10, you're replenishing your body's stores, and that's very important if you're taking one of those cholesterol-lowering medications.
You know, before we mentioned that cholesterol is produced in your liver as well as CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
And the statin medication blocks that production of both the cholesterol and the CoQ10. So CoQ10 is a very important nutrient for all your muscles, especially your heart muscle. CoQ10 is an extremely important antioxidant for your body. And most people, well, this is what we recommend, most people that are taking statin drugs, and we know that in Europe, that they already put CoQ10 in those statin drugs.
Yeah, it's a prescription, right?
Yes. But we recommend at least 100 milligrams of an oil-based CoQ10, or I recommend a couple hundred milligrams myself just to protect that body for sure. So we have lots of callers.
A lot.
So we do. And so we're going to go. Trish, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have some questions for us today?
Yes. I was wondering what you thought about taking niacin for lowering cholesterol.
I think it sometimes helps a lot. I mean, there's a lot of products that have niacin in it, and it does seem to reduce especially the LDL cholesterol. And, you know, and so it's a healthy thing. Sometimes people get a little flush from niacin, and that's the only side effect from it. But so are you taking niacin for your cholesterol?
Yes, I am.
And
it does seem like it's helping quite a bit with, like you say, the LDL, and even it pulled down my triglycerides, which my triglycerides were pretty good. They were under 100.
Oh, that's good.
And then it pulled them down like to 45.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's, and you know, it's niacin, it's just a B vitamin, so.
Right, that's what I was thinking, a lot safer than taking the statin.
Yes,
oh, absolutely.
And it works, I agree. That's a great story.
Great tip, yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Now, do you think people at a certain age should take the CoQ10, even if they're not taking a statin?
I think so, because I know for myself, it helps me manage my blood pressure. And it also gives me more energy, and it's such a great antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little spendy. So sometimes people say they don't want to spend the money on it, but you buy a really good quality and get 100 milligrams. I think it does. It's an anti-aging antioxidant, so why not?
Why not? There you go.
So.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Dara.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Cheryl. You have a question today for us?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
My husband is on Lipitor. He also has gout and diabetes, which does make eating difficult. And I heard you mention soybean oil. Is ground soy okay?
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't.
We eat a lot of ground soy.
Oh, I think that's...
Is that too processed?
Too processed and...
Hard to digest.
Hard to digest and like... and. You know, I think he needs more real food, and you got to and again, you got to bring that carbohydrate level way down, because that's what's causing the diabetes and that's what's causing the gout. So, and
he can't eat a lot of meat.
You know, that's kind of an interesting thing, is that it is actually, when you look at gout, it is actually the high sugars that are causing the gout, and that we know, because most people that get gout have higher blood sugars, and often people are diabetic that do. So you don't want to eat a 16-ounce steak. I agree with you. But you want to spread a little bit of meat out through the day and balance that out with good fat, you know, olive oil or butter, and balance that out with some vegetables. That'll bring his blood sugar down, and it'll bring the inflammation down in his feet.
Yeah, do we still eat... lots of margarine, lots of bread.
Oh, you better come to our weight and wellness classes.
Okay, I've been talking a couple years about how I'm going to go, even if it's just me. And then doesn't butter have trans fat?
No. It has a healthy saturated fat, and our cells need healthy saturated fat. Yeah, come to one of our weight and... Hey, what part of town do you live in?
Camplin.
Okay.
And I don't care how far I drive.
Okay. You know, next Saturday, we have a weight and wellness class starting in St. Paul, Saturday morning at 9:30 to 11:30, so you can go to the class and still listen to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thinking. Oh, I think it would just really be life-changing for you and your husband especially.
Oh,
this is
and
serious
then I
stuff.
Thank you so much about the advice on CoQ10. I'm going to go buy it today.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
You know, people worry about it's too expensive, but your health is more important than money.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Please come to the class on, you know, it's 2 hours for the next 6 weeks, and it'll be really life-changing for both you and your husband.
Yeah, he can't come every, but at least I could go.
Yep, could go exactly.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call. So I think what we're going to do is we are going to take a call from Chris. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question today?
Yeah, hi. I've been doing the low carbs and the low, the no trans fats and the smart balance products like the butters and mayonnaise. I'm in my 40s and I'm perimenopausal. Is there something I could do, though, to help control the belly fat?
Well, I think, you know, taking a fish oil, omega-3 fish oil, helps with that because it brings down the insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, really watching the carbs, you know, you got to stay those carbs below 30 grams per meal.
Okay.
And that means vegetables.
And vegetables and fruits. Yeah, and in too much are not good either when you're fighting belly fat.
So, in fact, I think that's a good point, Cassie, because fruits, you probably have to be more careful about fruits. Fruit would be like a half a cup serving, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Smart Balance, I just wouldn't do that. I know it's promoted as being so healthy, but it actually has the refined oils in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and sometimes that can hinder your body from healing the insulin resistance that might be at the cause of the belly fat.
So, like the Smart Balance mayonnaise, what would I use instead then?
Well, what we all love at the office is a brand called Hain, H-A-I-N. Certainly at a natural food store you could find it, but even my cub now is carrying it. It's a unrefined safflower oil, and it tastes wonderful and is really good for healing those cells of the insulin resistance too.
Okay, thank you.
Good questions. Thank you for the call today. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Wellness, Weight and Wellness. If you're struggling with high cholesterol numbers, you know, you may want to look at what you're eating and drinking before you go to bed. This is something new to even for me, because cholesterol is made by your liver, and most of your cholesterol is made at night.
Interesting.
So a couple of alcohol drinks and a cigar might just cause your liver to make more cholesterol. Or Triscuits with peanut butter, Skippy peanut butter particularly, might just cause your liver to make too much cholesterol. Or 2 cups of cereal with 44 teaspoons of sugar.
Or a bag of microwave popcorn, right?
Yeah, might just cause your liver to make too much cholesterol. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're discussing the role of nutrition in managing healthy cholesterol numbers if you're just tuning in. Now, one really good thing to do to increase your good cholesterol or your HDL cholesterol is to take omega-3 fish oil capsules. Every day, usually 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams somewhere in there is a healthy amount for most people. And exercising daily, even just 20 minutes of walking on most days of the week, can help to raise your HDL cholesterol numbers too. And then, of course, staying away from those trans fats. So no margarine, none of the store-bought muffins or cookies, because almost always those are made with vegetable shortening like Crisco. And another one that I see a lot of people using is the coffee creamers. That has trans fats in it too.
Lots of trans fats and a lot of corn syrup sweetener.
And corn syrup sweetener,
and
yes.
And up goes your LDL cholesterol. I know that someone asked us to mention, where are the class I just talked about? We have a class in St. Paul starting next Saturday morning. And if people want to know about that, our phone number is 651-699-3438. Starts at 9:30, right?
Right at the office, yep, 9:30 to 11:30, especially if you have some heart health concerns, because we devote one entire class during that series just to heart health.
And one little segment of about, seven or eight pages that are slides that we have in that class, we spent over 3 months preparing that information so that people could understand this cholesterol and for it to make sense and for people to help bring their cholesterol down. So it's a well-designed class. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people wonder, what's the cost of this 6 weeks class? It's 2 hours. It's $225. You get a cookbook with that. You get a whole manual. And you get great teachers.
Great teachers.
That's the fun part.
Yep. So. And if you divide that out, that is so cheap because across 6 weeks, you're getting 12 hours of instruction.
Right.
So it's not much per hour at all.
So one of the things that we teach in that class is, you know, Cassie, you started talking about LDL cholesterol has some real functions. It goes out and repairs in the blood vessels if you've got high blood pressure. Great thing that it does. But it does other things, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It helps us make our hormones. So think about that, especially if you're somebody that is entering menopause or has went through menopause, so your body is not making the hormones like it used to, you can see why you would probably start making more cholesterol during that menopause period because your body's trying to compensate.
Yes. I mean, and that's kind of a new thought for a lot of people. You know, another function, and I kind of touched on this, that if we have a little crack or a lesion in our blood vessels, it goes out there and patches it up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a smoker, your body probably says, hey, I need more cholesterol to act as an antioxidant against all those free radicals that you're getting from smoking.
Yep.
So it goes out and patches up any crack or hole in your blood vessel from smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or people that drink too much alcohol, you know, too many beers at night, too many whiskey sevens, all of these alcohols turn into a lot of sugar in our body. So if you're doing them in excess, you're creating a lot of those free radicals that Dar was just talking about. So very similar to smoking. You're creating free radicals or damaging substances in your body that can create those cracks in your blood vessels. And then that LDL cholesterol comes to the rescue trying to repair those cracks or lesions.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, thinking about this smoking, higher blood pressure, LDL goes out and patches up those just the way it's supposed to. And it's kind of amazing, I think.
Yep, yep, the way that your body works. Or, you know, for some people, what is causing all of that damage is too much sugar.
Simple as that.
And it's so easy to do today in today's world. I mean, think of typical breakfast. Maybe it's, you know, you listeners out there, what you had for breakfast today. Maybe it was a cereal, really any of the cold cereals. I don't care how healthy they sound. On the box, they turn into a lot of sugar. Or I have had a lot of girlfriends over the years do Slim Fast in the morning for breakfast.
10 teaspoons of sugar.
10 teaspoons. You're pouring down your throat. Yeah. Or toast and jelly. You know, you might think you're eating good just having a piece of whole grain toast and some jelly, but that all turns into sugar. So, and maybe it's your lunch that's really the culprit. French fries and a hamburger, that's a lot of sugar. If you're having, you know, a bag of M&Ms or a bag of popcorn in the afternoon for an afternoon snack, even like Yoplait yogurt, a lot of those yogurts out there are just a little canister of sugar. And all of that, not only can it lead to high cholesterol numbers, but we're seeing more and more people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
And we're going to keep that, and we're going to talk about it when we come back from break, what a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease really is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Gosh, I'm having trouble with our name today.
The weight
and
piece,
wellness.
Weight.
At the end of the month, we will be moving our Wayzata office to a new location. You know, we'll have a larger space, more counseling rooms, and a much larger classroom.
I am
really excited.
Yes. And we're going to be open on Saturdays out there, too.
And Cassie is going to be the nutritionist.
Yep.
On Saturdays in Wayzata, because I know a lot of people work so many hours and they need these Saturday hours. So
mm-hmm.
we are excited. And Cassie, if people want to get a hold of you and make an appointment with you, how do they do that?
The Wayzata office, Star, you're going to make me remember that number.
952-345-0766.
Oh,
that's why
you.
We're a team.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I have a couple of classes I want to tell the listeners about. Coming up on September 24th, we're offering a class called Foods to Build Happy Focused Kids. It's going to be taught at Henry Sibley High School in St. Paul. I just taught this class last week in Wayzata. I absolutely loved teaching it because I have two young kids, but the class, we had such great feedback and such, I mean, I even learned because the moms got to talk in amongst mm-hmm. each other as I'm presenting and giving ideas and just feeding off of each other. And it was so fun. And a few of them stuck around afterwards to talk to me too. So a great class. So if you have young kids, you might want to sign up for that one. On September 27th, Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods is going to be taught at Mississippi Market. And on September 29th, Food Fast Without Eating Fast Food is available at Nutritional Weight and Wellness Office in White Bear Lake. So if you want to sign up for any of these, just call 651-699-3438.
And I know that eating fast and without eating fast food is a very popular class, and Wendy's teaching that. She does a wonderful job, and we have lots of callers, and I'm going to take some callers right now. Hi, Helen. You have a question. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes. Today you're talking about cholesterol and fats.
Yes.
And I wonder if you can explain the different kinds of fats that are listed on nutritional labels.
Sure.
They have total fat and saturated fat and trans fat and cholesterol.
Okay.
And by the way, I know that trans fats are not good, but always when I look at labels, it says trans fats 0 grams. So one gets the impression that no foods have trans fats.
But you have to pop over and look at the label and see if it has partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oil, and it probably does. And if it says then you know it's got trans fats.
Okay. So, and then in coconut milk, it lists total fat 10 grams or 16%,
mm-hmm.
and saturated fat 7 grams or 36%.
Yep.
And I've seen some coconut milk with saturated fat 60%, and that to me is scary.
Why would that be scary? Because at least half of your cell wall is made out of saturated fat, and we need strong, stable cell walls. So first of all, you have to look at what is a serving of coconut milk. I mean, is it, so you might not be getting that whole amount of saturated fat, but really we need healthy saturated fat, and coconut oil is a healthy saturated fat, as is good butter. So but we need some of that, but we don't need those partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated fats, because those are the ones that are damaging to your cells and also that will increase your cholesterol numbers. Now, Cassie, let's talk about what, because they talk about polyunsaturated fat,
mm-hmm.
and that can be anything. I mean,
yeah.
can it? It could be fish oil, right?
Yeah.
Or it could be.
It could be corn oil. Soybean oil.
Yeah,
or...
so that's a really tough one. You have to look at the label and see, does it say corn oil? Well, I don't eat things with corn oil, and I try not to eat anything that's got soybean oil in it. So, because I know that that's going to make my cholesterol go up, and I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the other question, let's see, monounsaturated fat.
Right.
So that's in like...
olives.
What'd you say?
Monounsaturated.
Oh, okay, mono. Okay.
So things like olives or avocados, even peanuts compared to a lot of the other nuts have a pretty high content of the monounsaturated in that.
As long as they're not roasted in cottonseed oil.
Right. You want to, get a dry roasted or a raw. Exactly. It's a whole confusing topic when you start talking about what is a healthy fat and what is not.
So the monounsaturateds are not healthy?
Yeah, they're healthy.
Those would be healthy.
Oh.
But Dar was mentioning that if you're buying nuts, because nuts are a great source of healthy fats, but you don't want to get them roasted in refined oils.
Like cottonseed oil, because that's a terrible, terrible, terrible trans fat.
You know, we're confusing Helen even more, I bet. You know, because it's a hard to understand topic. I think the best way to grasp it is to think what is as close to the earth as possible. So olives, I can squeeze it and get oil. Olive oil would be good. Soybean oil, can't really squeeze that and get oil out of it. So it must go through a lot of processing. And it's that processing that makes it bad. So if you can kind of keep that concept in mind, I don't know, that helps me when I'm shopping.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great way to answer that. So I think it's a great question, Helen.
It is.
I hope we didn't confuse you.
Well, looking at those labels sometimes is confusing.
It is. And so it isn't when you absolutely know. I mean, those are some of the things that, again, those are the things that we go through in our weight and wellness process.
I was just going to say, we spend a lot of time on knowing what is a healthy fat and what is not a healthy fat in the weight and wellness series.
So thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. And I think we're going to catch Donna here. She's been waiting for a long time. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hi, Donna.
I take a 100 Q10 2000 omega-3. Do I need fish oil?
You're taking an omega-3. It has to be a fish oil, right?
Do I have to take the liquid fish oil?
No. A gel cap is just fine in fish oil.
So Q10 and omega-3 is perfectly good.
Oh, they're great.
Okay, where do you buy coconut milk?
Any of the stores have coconut milk.
It's usually in the ethnic aisle, and a brand, don't we say Dartai, brand THAI?
It's a great brand.
Is a great brand, because you can get some that are really processed, and that's not so good. But most any place carries the Thai brand, THAI. It's in a can. So you're looking in the ethnic aisle for a can.
Oh, and you drink it in a glass like a glass of milk.
No, you put it in
protein smoothie.
Yeah, protein smoothie. But I use it in, like, if I'm making a stew or something like that, I'll put coconut milk in it to make it creamy.
Oh.
So it's a great way. I mean, it's wonderful fat in it.
Especially during this time of the year. I usually buy some as we enter the cold and flu season because it's antiviral and antibacterial.
You know, when I make a smoothie, I put a half a banana in it, and there's the sugar.
Yeah, but a half a banana is probably the right amount.
If I put whey in there, a little bit of whey in there, too, is it
then? That's great. Then that's a wonderful protein.
And it works okay.
Sure.
Perfect.
That's perfect. So,
thank you, ladies.
Okay,
thanks
for the call. So I think that, should we take another? Yeah, let's take another call. Oh, okay. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie,
welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Can you
let's put her on hold? She may have some phone problems. Maybe we can go to Judy before we go to break.
Okay,
so.
That sounds good. Okay, hi Judy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hello.
Hi there.
She told me this morning that she's got a yogurt maker, and I eat yogurt every day, and it needs to start with somebody's yogurt, and I was just wondering what yogurt you would recommend to use.
Well, I probably would do Nancy's organic yogurt, I'm sure, would be a great one. I think Stonyfield Farm would work great. So I would start with a good organic yogurt.
Or Seven Stars.
Yeah, Seven Stars would be fine, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the question. So I think that we'll probably take a quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Often people believe if they eat food with cholesterol, their cholesterol will increase. The only cholesterol in foods to worry about is the oxidized cholesterol found in processed foods such as powdered milk, powdered eggs, mass-produced cakes, and cake mixes. So if you're doing eggs, like boiled eggs are fine, fresh meat, seafood, it's all perfectly fine. So we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian. I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. If you're just turning us on, we're talking about how to manage cholesterol levels through nutrition. The standard of care for cholesterol management is nutritional therapy as the first step, not medication. We've found in our practice that people can manage their cholesterol levels very effectively when they know what to eat. Teaching clients what to eat for disease management is what we call therapeutic nutrition, and we've mentioned the class in St. Paul, the Weight and Wellness Series, which is great for just an overall teaching on nutrition, but we really do focus on heart health during one of our classes there. That starts this Saturday in St. Paul. We also have available space in our Weight and Wellness Series in Eden Prairie.
I believe that's a Thursday evening class. I believe that's right.
That's an evening class?
Mm-hmm.
And really, these are life-changing classes. If you want more information or exact times, 651-699-3438. You can call, and if you want to sign up, call that number as well. So
So, you know, we were talking about non-alcoholic fatty livers, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about that. Sugar and high fructose corn syrup is really a serious problem for your liver. Non-alcoholic fatty liver is a significant health problem, and it affects 70 million people in the United States. That's 30% of the adult population. You know, Cassie, that's a lot of fatty livers.
It would be interesting to look a couple decades ago, because you know that number wasn't that high then.
No.
It has everything to do with the way our society eats. It's the most common reason, this non-alcoholic fatty liver is the most common reason why people need a liver transplant. And that statistic comes from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, printed just last year in 07.
So do you think if you are one of the 70 million people with a fatty liver from eating too much sugar, that your liver may be making more cholesterol than you need?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, we've talked a little bit about the trans fats because callers have had questions, but we certainly can't stop this discussion about cholesterol without talking a little bit more about not just the trans fats, but the refined oils. Because products like that Smart Balance that one caller yes. mentioned, they're doing a great job with marketing because you don't find partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils, so people think they're doing fine. But it's the refined oils, the corn oil, the soybean oil that are in these types of products that these products are advertised to lower their cholesterol, but we know because of the extensive processing those oils have went through, they're actually increasing your bad cholesterol levels and lowering your good cholesterol levels.
And so, you know, if you really want to think about how you change that, you start eating butter and olive oil and nuts and olives and avocados, coconut oil and those things, because that really reduces your LDL cholesterol. And it increases your good HDL cholesterol. And, you know, this is one of the major reasons that the city officials in New York City have banned the use of trans fats in all the restaurants in New York City. You know, they really wanted, their goal was to protect the cardiovascular health of their citizens.
Right. And in Europe, you can't even find trans fats in the country.
No.
That's how bad they know it is. Oh, scary. You know, if you have more questions about cholesterol or need to lower your cholesterol, like we've mentioned, taking the Weight and Wellness series really addresses this. We spend a whole 2 hours in class 6 talking just about heart health. Or maybe you think that a one-on-one appointment would be better for you, and that works too. You know, your heart is something you really don't want to risk losing. So if you want to call our office, 651-699-3438. If we didn't get to your question today, you can also call our office with that question. I'll be back there shortly, or you can email us at weightandwellness.com.
So, you know, food can either be your problem for your cholesterol, or it can be a solution. Program.